Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Great, verse 5, great is our God, and of great power, His understanding is infinite. Look at verse 6. The Lord, the very next verse, the Lord lifts up the meek. What's one got to the other, to do with the other? Humility is not us debasing ourselves. The most spiritual, the most spiritually aware, the person, the man or woman who knows God the most is going to be the most humble. Without exception. Do you believe Jesus knew the Father the most of anybody that ever walked the earth? Was He the most humble? He said, come learn about me. Why? Only the arrogant give God lip. That means you don't know Him. You don't know who He is. You hadn't experienced His greatness. I've experienced a little bit of His greatness. There's been times I felt like a speck of dust under a pebble at the base of the Rocky Mountains. He is. Not that He was treating me as insignificant. It's just you get a glimpse of how big and vast He is. He's bigger than the oceans. He's bigger than the mountains. He's bigger than the galaxy. That's big. He's bigger than the galaxies. He's bigger than the known universe. He's bigger than the unknown universe. He created light and gravity. Oh, my. If you get that, if you understand that, you should have no problem going, truth, Lord, truth, truth. Yes, Lord. And not feeling like you're being mistreated. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Why is this woman here? She didn't give Him lip. She didn't get attitude. She didn't storm off. She didn't give Him a piece of her mind. You know, how many know most people can't afford to be giving away pieces of their mind? She just kept humbling herself, humbling herself, humbling herself. What happens? Put up James, and I think we'll close with this. James 4, 6. God gives more grace. Somebody say more grace. More grace. Involved in that grace is all the help God can give you. Wherefore He says, though God resists the proud, that alone should cause you to despise pride and want to get rid of every vestige of it in your life. That alone. Here's another big reason. It is the nature of the devil himself. Pride is the devil's nature. And God hates it. I'm quoting Scripture. God hates not the proud, He hates pride. You can't come to Him with attitude. But what does He do? He gives grace to the humble. And one reason this woman is in the book, this Syrophoenician woman, this Canaanite woman, you talk about a nobody with no rights, no access, no covenant. It's her. She's a picture of it. And yet, because of her willingness to just keep humbling herself, and whatever the Lord said, if the Lord don't want to talk to her, then He's got a good reason why He doesn't need to talk to me. But I'm not going away. And the disciples say, would you send this annoying lady away? Well, okay, maybe I am annoying, but but I'm not going away. And where do you want me to sit? Where do you want me to be? I'm staying. I'm staying. I'm telling you, If you will not play in games, not the phony junk, if you'll genuinely humble yourself, God will move people's hearts towards you. People will incline towards you. It is so refreshing because most of the world is so arrogant. So arrogant and so demanding and so self-entitled. And if you come along and you don't demand and you don't act like and you ask and you wait and you don't get upset and you don't get offended and mad and indignant, they will notice you and they'll go, "What can I do for you?" I know Phyllis and I, you know, we flew. One reason we believe to fly private is because we flew public for 20 plus years all the time. And thank God for it, but there's a better way. And we left one night, and one afternoon, and I'm speaking that night. And we're on the flight got canceled. And man, I got an auditorium full of people that's expecting me to step on the platform here in about 4 or 5 hours. And I'm halfway across the country, and the waiting area in the terminal was a madhouse. The weather was bad. Flights had been canceled all over the place. People were short-tempered. They were ill. Some had been there a long time, and they were demanding and yelling at the airline people that were working behind the ticket counters. They were beating their fists and cussing and everything. And Phyllis and I had been standing in line for a long time, and right before we got to this lady that was this taking care of people, changing their flights and stuff, the person in front of us just talked so bad to them and just treated them like they were dirt. And how many understand there's something more important than your flight?
Yes.
That person.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Does everybody understand that? Now, I know most of the world doesn't understand that, but I, your daddy at Faith Life Church, I expect you to represent.
Yes.
Come on, y'all with me?
Yes.
The Lord.
Yes.
Out in the grocery store, out in wherever you are, you act like you got some sense. Is that right? You calm yourself down. Zero cussing. Are y'all with me? No cussing at all. No cussing at all. Show one of the most Christ-like things you could ever be is humble. Show some Jesus-like meekness. And so we walked up, and of course, you know, I'm noticing the watch. I'm supposed to be there in a few hours. And Phyllis said to the lady, she said, "I'm sorry, you're having to deal with all this." You know, if you have peace, you can minister peace. She said, "I'm sorry," because that person ahead of us had really treated them badly. And she said, "Well, everything is canceled, and I can't do anything about it." And she said, "I'm sorry, but there are no flights." And Phyllis said, I understand. And she said, "Well, what's your situation?" And she told her. And she said, "Well, I'm telling you, they're all canceled." So she's typing on the thing, and she typed some more, and she typed some more. And she said, "Wait a minute." "Okay." But she typed some more. She said, "Well," she said, "I could put you on this, and you can be there this evening." Well, see, we grabbed hands and prayed back hours ago. And if we're in faith, who are we looking to? Not this woman behind the counter. Is that right? Not the pilots, not the owners of the airline. Who are we looking to? Faith puts no pressure on people because you're looking to God. And Phyllis was kind to her and gracious to her. She said, "Thank you so much." Well, she had thanked her for trying to help us before she found this out. And she looked at us, she said, "Well, I can put you on there right now." We said, "Thank you so much." And she said, "Where's your stuff?" We said, "Right here." She said, "Follow me." And she put the little thing up on him. And oh man, when we walked away, oh, people were looking daggers through us, man. They're like, people were sweating and mad. And then they thought, what did you do? What did you do? And you look like, did you bribe her? What'd you do? And she said, "Follow me." So we followed her. And this is back before 9/11, and she said, "Go through here." It said private, no entrance. We went through here, private. She took us on board the plane that was boarding, sat us down in first class. We didn't have first class tickets. And said, she looked at us. We said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, this is wonderful. She said, you're welcome. She said, those folk before you, they didn't know it. I could help them or hurt them. We said, well, thank you for helping us. She said, you're so welcome, and just left. We're not trying to manipulate her. I'm not trying to use some kind of psychology. What are we doing? We don't feel like this lady owes us anything.
Amen.
She doesn't owe us anything.
That's right.
I don't feel like the airline owes us anything. I got enough sense to know. Thunderstorms can happen.
Yeah.
Is that right? Machines can break down.
Right.
You think some folks don't have any sense, you know? People see the fuel gushing out of the wing, and people going, why do we have to stop? Why can't we go? Do you want to die today? Have you heard people talk like this? They're like, oh, why can't we go? Why can't we go? Well, God gives more grace. Who gets the help? The humble. Did this woman get help? She got help that the most religious people of the day were not getting. She got results that covenant people were not getting. Most covenant people were not getting. The Lord helped her. When she said, truth, Lord, you're right. What's she saying truth to? We live like dogs. Yeah, my people have been, whew, they're a mess. But Lord, you know, the little dogs get crumbs. Yes? I believe a big smile broke across the master's face. If you put this with the other account, he said, for this saying, your daughter's delivered. Because you told me this. Because you humbled yourself. And you kept humbling yourself and kept humbling yourself. You're going to get what you really shouldn't be getting. Your daughter's delivered. The father allowed him to say that. And when she got back home, her daughter's completely free and healed. Somebody say, glory to God. What if she'd shot her mouth off? What if she'd told him off? She'd have come back to a traumatized, suffering daughter. Might have never got better. It's not about debasing yourself. It's about acknowledging the truth. It's about realizing how big God is, right? And giving Him the place of complete power over you and place of right, of authority, and taking your place under Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the more you can do that, grace flows downhill. It flows from the top. And if you humble yourself, you're right under the spout where the blessing comes out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button. Then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.